Welcome to Call Us Mommy Podcast, where we get real about mom life, relationships, and careers. I'm Tiana, a single mom of three.
And I'm Marielle, a married mom of four. We're both on a mission to empower you not to settle in any area of life. All right, welcome back to Call Us Mommy. We are here with one of our OG students from our Laptop and Littles course, Kayla Hoffmeyer, and she's like an OG. I don't remember what year you joined, but you've been around for a while. So like we were talking before this, we don't really consider you a student anymore. You have done amazing things with your career and have helped so many other women with theirs as well. I know that you have a lot going on. You just had a baby. So I'm going to let you kind of give everyone a little bit of a background about yourself and just all the amazing things that you do.
Awesome. Thanks, girl. Okay. So my name's Kayla. I took the course in September of 2020. So kind of right smack in the middle of the pandemic craziness. I think a lot of us were going through maybe a little bit of an identity crisis during that time. And that was definitely me, but I had been experiencing it for quite some time. So my education background is in athletic training. I have an undergrad, bachelor's degree in athletic training, and I went on to get a master's as well in sport management because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an athletic trainer in the collegiate setting. Like, I had my heart dead set on doing this for as long as I can remember. So I went on, pursued that career, got my first job out of grad school back here in Cincinnati, where I currently live now. And I was like loving it. This is so cool. I got this awesome job. I was there for 6 months and I decided, you know what? I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't like this. This is just not it for me. What am I supposed to do with my life? I had no idea. So I went on to just work in a medical office for 6 years after that. And in between that time, I had our daughter. She's 4 years old now. And it was just hard, like going to work and figuring out life while being a mom. And then my husband is insanely busy. He travels all the time. He's an athletic trainer at Xavier. So he was gone all the time. And I was just like trying to like do all the things. And it just wasn't working. Every single day when I went into my job in the medical office, I did not like a single second of it. So that kind of just sucks the life out of you in general. So I saw Ariel and Tiana posting about their course, and I'm just kind of the person who, if I see something that I want to do, like, I'm just going to go do it. I really had a feeling that this was something that I could really be successful in because of the background that I have. So just like helping other people and doing a lot of things when it came to the athletic training part of my job. And then with being a medical assistant, a lot of that stuff is just like back end admin, helping somebody else in their career succeed. And then I also built a really big business in network marketing over, I think it was 7 years ago, maybe I started that. So that also gave me a lot of background in, okay, I can do the virtual assistant work. I have a lot of experience with social media and all that just kind of came together. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. So I found their course. I signed up and I think I made it through the whole course in like probably like 3 days, maybe less. But I really hit the ground running when I first started it. And so that was September 2020. I took this full time in November of 2021. So it's been just amazing ever since.
For like literally an OG because we launched our course in May of 2020. So you really took a chance on us.
I really did. I know. It was, I don't know. I just had a feeling that it was going to be something good. And here we are.
Yeah. So we noticed this crossover between women who have been in network marketing and been somewhat successful in that they like, you know, they started making money and they stuck around a little bit. And even like the medical assistant field, which I don't think is a necessity, but it's like recognizing that you have that experience basically helping other people live their life, which is what moms do in general. So, you know, if you're a mom, then you've got that covered. But like, why do you think that network marketing, like that experience you covered a little bit, like being, you know, having experience in social media, but why do you think that helped you be comfortable like going into this world? Like, do you feel like you maybe had as many questions as some of the women who are not from that, you know, industry have? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Honestly, I feel like everything that we kind of talked about, like in the course with like, I guess, marketing yourself and that side of it, which I think a lot of people feel like is one of the most challenging pieces of being a virtual assistant, because like you have to be confident in yourself. You have to really know that you are setting yourself apart from other people, because there's how many people that are probably doing the same thing as you. So with the experience in network marketing, like I was so used to talking to people all the time and getting really excited about them working with me. So like, then I just take it into a different type of field, and you already got comfortable doing all of that. You already don't have this like fear of having a face-to-face like Zoom meeting with somebody else. And honestly, I'm actually a really introverted person. So doing the network marketing business before was so far out of my comfort zone, like so far. And it really helped me like grow in myself and get more comfortable and confident talking to other people. But then you also get experience working with some systems that a lot of people need assistance with in, like when they hire VAs. I mean, not everybody needs like social media help or graphic design or like email campaigning, like all of that stuff. Like not everybody needs that, but a lot of people who I work with do need that, because that's kind of the type of work that I resonate with, because that's a lot of the stuff that I'm confident and comfortable with. But definitely, definitely helped with feeling better and more prepared going into it, I think.
And probably like a little more confident in the fact that like you could do it. Cause I think a lot of the women that we, you know, have to encourage more than others are just so, there's so much self-doubt in if they could even do it. And I think if you've been in some sort of experience like that with, which Tiana and I have both had our runs with like a network marketing company. So like we both had this time where we like had to figure out some sort of program, or like, you know, you get a lot of support, but you still have to figure out certain things on your own and then problem solve. Whereas like in a traditional 9-to-5, whenever you get a job, you're put into like this training season and you have someone showing you step by step most of the time, you know, what to do. And so there's not a lot of like there's problem solving later, but with context. Whereas this is a lot of like problem solving with like this context that you are unfamiliar with. So I think that's where like having a program is so valuable, because you have that experience that's filled in with these people who already have life experience in this world, but also like you just, you know, that there's like something to fall back on when you can't figure something out. But I will say, like, I think having that some sort of experience where you've had to like figure something out on your own and like build your own basically business, it helps you a lot. So I love that that's helped you.
Yeah, it definitely does. Because I think like with kind of regular jobs, like you said, like you get hired and you just like do your job. It's not based on like you finding. Yeah. And with like, especially like with my business before, like, okay, cool, I'm going to sign up to work with this company. You don't just like, people don't just like flock into your space, like when you decide you're going to do something. And I think a lot of people might have a misconception kind of about that. And even with like, even starting a career, even as a VA, like I tell people, I mean, I talk to people about the course all the time. I talk to people about my job all the time, but I'm like, listen, like this is a life-changing like job opportunity. Like it really is, like living through it. But you cannot just sign up and expect to have a full-time salary without doing anything and without like taking the steps of the course and taking the steps moving forward to like get those people in your circle and get those people to work with you. And the same thing is with like any type of network marketing business. People are always like, what's a quick way to just like make a bunch of money from home? I'm like, I don't really think there is one.
So I like, it's funny because I was talking to, so we just started homeschooling this year, and it's an adjustment like for all of us. And my oldest, I think it's the biggest adjustment because he's so used to school already and like that normal. And so he's struggling a little bit with like missing his friends, but he likes the homeschool part of it, just misses obviously his friends. So I had to like sit him down and I was like, listen, I'm trying to build like a different life for us, like a different family dynamic, like a different daily dynamic, all these things. I'm trying to build that. So it's going to be hard the first few months, if not the first year, but like it's going to be hard now so that it doesn't have to be hard later. Like it's setting you up for a different, like a different level of success that you might not have, you know, the other way. And it's the exact same thing. Like whenever you are going into this world, whether your end goal is to be a virtual assistant or something else, just getting into this space of like being in control of your career and like feeling in control of it, it just changes everything for you. But it does. It like it's harder the first few months or maybe even a year to get to that point. But it's like you're trading the hard for basically the rest of your life of working for somebody else or like working a job that you maybe don't love, but you know you have to have. It's trading that like lifetime of that for just like a year of it being hard, but also like I feel like it's fulfilling to take that challenge on and then see yourself conquer it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of how probably my whole journey really went when I first started. I mean, I was working part time, but like I was a new mom and life was crazy. And I also was still like fully invested in the other business that I was working at the time. So I was grinding hard, like three jobs. And it was a lot for a while, like until I decided to leave my other job and take this full time. Like, I mean, I was up early. I was doing stuff on my lunch break. I was working again at night. And yeah, that did take away probably a little bit of time of maybe like sitting around and watching TV or whatever. But like, again, you just have to tell yourself like the first little bit is going to be hard. But if you really want to live some sort of a different lifestyle for yourself, if you want to make more money, if you want to have more time, freedom, anything, like it doesn't just come and sit in your lap. Like you have to do the things to get there. Because I know a lot of people, I mean, some people who are maybe signing up to take the course are just like don't have another full-time job or are full-time moms or whatever. But I think whatever your situation is, you can't count yourself out from starting it just because you already have so much going on. You start slow. You take on people who give you the opportunity to work at 4:30 in the morning. It's like, that's the time that you're going to do it or get stuff done at night. And I think everybody who worked with me in my first year, like in the business, was like, they knew what I did. They knew I was in an office certain times during the day, that maybe I wasn't going to get back with them in an hour. But again, you work with what you have and you go through the hard times and you end up where you put yourself, I think, if you put the work in.
I love that. I always say it's just a season. Like, even if the season sometimes may last a couple years, it's still a season. And I think that a lot of us, like I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, I just don't have time. And I'm like, there's 10 minutes that you're probably scrolling, 10 minutes that you're just like, you know, maybe like watching Netflix, or, I mean, you can find 10 minutes to go through the course, like 10 minutes of the course, like any progress is progress. And that doesn't just mean with our course, with just anything, like anything that you want, it's not going to come easy and it's not going to come natural. Sometimes even you got to work at it. So I love that you said that.
And anybody who's kind of like thinking that same thing, like, oh, I don't have time, like literally same. I mean, I feel like that every second of the day. But one helpful tip, I know for me, I do look at like the stats on my phone to see how many minutes or how many hours sometimes. I mean, I'm also a new mom, so I do scroll a lot of Instagram sometimes. But you can see how many minutes did you spend today scrolling your Instagram feed or scrolling TikTok. Like,
it's discouraging sometimes.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, I got mine. I was like, you know what? This is a problem. Like, this is an actual addiction. I need rehab for literally my husband. I told him, I go, I'm going to delete my social media for like a week. And he was like, we're going to have to put you in rehab. I was like, probably.
But the thing is, like,
I know.
In 2020, when we started L&L, like, we had no other life. Like, it was eat, sleep, breathe, like this program. And like, also like I had a full-time job. So I was like working full-time. We had our kids home full-time because it was COVID. And then we went into summer and they were home. And so like we were doing that full-time and it was a blast because like we were challenging ourselves and we didn't even really know what to expect. And like, it was exceeding expectations. So like, there was that part of it that like that adrenaline that kept us going with it. But then now there's this time where we're like, okay, we've built this. We have the foundation. We don't need to keep like, I mean, we could keep hustling, but like, we don't want that lifestyle for ourselves and our kids. So like, we have slowed down. And so the time that you're spending, like, or are we, I should say me too, I'm probably on TikTok more than you are. Like the time that we see on our phones, it's like, yeah, it's there. But also like, this is like the other side of that season. So once you grind and hustle and get that foundation laid, you have time to sit back. And I wouldn't say, you know, revert back to like old habits. But if you need to like recover from some sort of burnout or whatever, like you can do that and things aren't going to fall and crumble. But it really does, it takes that time for like what Kayla was saying, to find the clients that are your clients. If you just go into it with that like desperate mentality of like, I have to do whatever it takes to get my first client so I can like quit my job or whatever, you're going to pick up something that's just going to trade one, you know, situation for the next. You have to like be picky and like find the clients that work for you, you know?
I just want to point out your situation because like she just said, we started Laptop and Littles in 2020. She had a full-time client, still has a full-time client. She could easily say, I don't have time to work on starting a new business, Tiana. Like that's, you know, I don't need it. Like I make great money. But she knew that she was passionate about that as well and wanted to start that. So she made time for it. And sometimes that meant we were working like 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we were having fun too, but like yeah. We were working late hours. We were working Saturdays and Sundays. Like we worked, oh my gosh, to build this, like to build the course and the program. Like 7 days a week. I mean, we were up all hours of the night, but like she could have easily said like, I don't, you know, like I don't have time. I have 4 kids. I have a husband. I have a full-time, you know, client. Like I don't really have time for this, but she's made time for the things that she wants out of life. So I think that again, it's sometimes probably uncomfortable. Like she has a meeting or like a place she needs to take her kids and just like here shortly, but like she's still making time, which right now you could look at and be like, I don't have time. I need to get the kids ready, whatever it is. Like we all can make excuses for whatever our situations are.
And sometimes I think like I will go into something being like, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm pushing myself back to back to back. But when you're doing something fulfilling, you feel that afterwards. And I think I'm always worried, but I'm also like anxious and an overthinker. So maybe not everyone's like this, but like, I'll be worried when I look at my calendar and it's like, okay, I've got like a bunch of work stuff today, got a bunch of school stuff now with homeschooling today and like kids stuff. And then also L&L stuff. And I'm like, I can't, like, I literally start spiraling. Like, I can't do this every day. And it's not ever every day, but like once every maybe month that I'll have a full day packed like that. And I'll think at the end of the day, I'm going to be so just like exhausted. It'll be like, this is like a waste of a day. Whereas like, I didn't get any, like, it won't feel productive. Didn't have time with my kids or my, you know, like intentional time. But at the end of the day, whenever everything's done and I have like that 2 or 3 hours left, like with my husband, I almost feel like I can be more intentional with him because I had such a like productive day in the sense of like doing fulfilling things that I enjoy doing versus a day where I have a lot of like spread out time to do whatever I need to do. And it ends up being like wasted time anyway, because, you know, sometimes I have ADHD and I like won't do anything. So it's just like, I think whenever you have that time, those seasons, when you're doing a lot of things, if they're intentional and they fulfill you, it's worth it.
What was your breaking point to finally be like, I want to find something else? Because I know, especially as moms, like we struggle to invest in ourselves. And I'm sure you see that a lot. And like, or your other business is that women, especially moms, they don't want to invest in themselves. They don't want to buy themselves new jeans because they're like, well, little Johnny needs a new jacket. But it's like, you could also buy yourself new jeans.
In the career that I was in before, I wasn't going to go anywhere with it. Like I was maybe going to get like a little bit of a raise, but it wasn't going to be very much. And with all the hours I was putting in and all the time that I felt like I was just spending going through the motions, I knew it just wasn't going to be a good fit forever. Like it just wasn't. It was just going. And I felt like it was just absolutely draining by the end of the day. Just no sense of fulfillment. Felt like I was just, I mean, showing up, doing the things and going home. So when it came to an opportunity that I could put in a little investment for myself, you honestly just have to think about the long run opportunities and not necessarily in the moment kind of thinking. I know a lot of people just tell you to think like in the moment, but honestly, stuff like this, I like to think ahead Like, if I invest in myself with this right now, what can I be doing differently in a year, 2 years, 3 years? And really like manifesting that and having that vision for yourself, I think gives you a lot better of an opportunity at success. Because again, like you can't just do something for yourself, sign up for it, and then expect all the amazing things to happen like right away. But yeah, one thing you'll find out about me too, I don't usually have a problem investing anything in myself. And I take pride in that, like I'm going to go get it. So like, you don't have to worry about that. But I think too, like we go through a lot, like everybody goes through a lot, and you can't always put yourself on the back burner, especially with a lot of moms listening to this. I've actually been in that season a lot right now with my life. So I also was a group fitness coach before I had my son. He's 12 weeks old. And I left that position to just be there for him. He's pretty medically complex. He has a heart condition. So I had to make those like personal sacrifices for him just because that's like the season that we're in right now. But like, you can't always just be like, I can't do anything for myself. I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy enough to do this. Or you got to get some of those thoughts out of your head because it's not going to get you anywhere. I know it's really hard sometimes because we are just taking care of 8 million other things and people, but you cannot like successfully take care of all the people in your life if you are feeling 100% empty. That's why a lot of things that I turn to personally, like in that realm, like I am very big into fitness. I take that time for myself. I don't feel selfish about it one single bit. You just gotta make the investment. You just gotta do the things for yourself. You just gotta look ahead at what is this going to do for my life in a couple of years. Once I get through the hard, once I put in the work. And not be afraid of that one time you're going to put that investment forward for yourself.
Yeah. And also, I think what we've talked, Tiana and I, a lot about is how beneficial that is for your kids. I think, you know, like talking about that time in 2020, whenever we were grinding a lot and we weren't doing stuff with our kids as much, but we did, I think, gift them in the sense that like for about between 6 to 12 months off and on, you know, they spent a lot of time together. And so like this group of 7 kids, they got really close. And like, I'm not saying that we literally just abandoned them, but like we were all in the same house. We'd literally be right next to each other, but I think had so much fun just like creating this own little world for themselves whenever a lot of kids probably were feeling anxiety around like what was happening with COVID and like not being at school. And so like, obviously that wasn't intentional. It just became like a blessing based on what we were doing. But we were both like independently, like us together and then the kids together, independently creating something new and like enjoying independently things. And then like at the end of the day, we would always order dinner and sit and like talk about our days. And like we would like, especially the older kids, like the boys would come and like talk about like whatever, just like we would just like talk with them. And it was so cool to be able to like have that, I don't know, like have those experiences with them where like we were still doing life together throughout the day, but like we weren't sitting there being like, okay, now do you guys want to color? And then trying to get away for 10 minutes to do work. Okay, now do you guys want us to like turn on a workout video? Now do you want us to do like, no, we're like, okay, there, you know where the snacks are. We'll order lunch at this time. And then like, maybe we'll go to the pool for an hour, but like, we're going to be working, you know where to find us. If we're on a meeting, like walk by quietly, like they knew how to navigate that and like knew how to access us if they needed to. But like, and even before that, like just with our kids, we've taught them so much independence, like independent play, independence in like getting their own food and things like that, that I think it's beneficial to them to be able to do all that themselves. It's just so hard at the beginning because you feel like you're doing something wrong whenever you're not doing every single thing with them. But I think them seeing you do those things for yourself too is really beneficial for them.
I think choosing yourself is super important. I watched my mom never choose herself. And I always said for years, like, I'm not going to do that. And I can say, I don't do that. Like my kids do not go without, like, make sure your kids are not going without, guys. Do not take this and be like, oh, don't ever choose my kids. That's not what I mean. We know that they're fed, they're clothed, like they're safe. But like, if I wanted something, or I wanted my kids to see me go after my dreams, like I want my kids to see like me like working like late and doing these things to get to where I want to, like I want to be or what my goal is. And I talked to them about it. Like, those aren't selfish things. And for one, those things are providing for those children. And I will tell them like, hey, like mommy has to be on this meeting. Why? Do you want that jersey that you're talking about? Like that $100 jersey, you want that? Like, this is how you get those things, as you work for them. So I think they're great examples, but I think as like moms, especially a lot of the women that I get to talk to on the confidence calls are like, well, I just, you know, I feel guilty for investing in myself. I have something coming up that I need to, you know, provide for my kids. I need to, you know, pay for this camp or whatever it is. But I'm like, this is going to help you do those things. Like, you may make this small investment, but you're going to make X amount of dollars. And then you won't have to worry like, ooh, can I not invest in myself because I got to buy XYZ, or I'm going on a family vacation. Like, these things, especially like, I always say like finances and fitness, like those are all going to benefit your kids. Like, you need your health, you need finances. But I think we get so stuck in our head, like, oh my gosh, like I can't spend a dollar on myself. And I think that that is like, I would say a generational curse, because I watched my mom do that. That's what her parents did, is just like, you never bought or did anything for yourself. And I'm like, you have to do that. That is healthy. I want to be able to look at my daughters living and like seeing them choose themselves, or like when Quincy gets married, him being okay with his wife, like going to do whatever, you know, if she wanted to go not buy a new car, because that's something I would just go, I'm going to go buy a new car. But if she wanted to go buy a new car, like, and they had it, like, he's not going to, you know, like shame her or guilt her. Like, he's going to be supportive of those things because he got to see his mom do those things. Okay. So I know that you've carried like many titles personally with all of the things you did in your previous career. And a lot of ladies see the virtual assistant as just a virtual assistant. So maybe like a basic assistant, but we know that like we carry many titles. For example, I've been project manager, I've been an EA. There's just so many. So what titles have you carried from the beginning of starting your virtual assistant career?
So I honestly don't know if I've ever actually been referred to as a virtual assistant with anybody who I've worked with, which is kind of funny. But definitely have done a full-on social media management role. That's where I first started, because that's kind of where my comfort zone was when I first started, coming off of being super like into network marketing. But currently administrative assistant, and my highest role right now is an executive assistant to a very high profile business coach. And with those roles, like, it is, you get to be a huge, huge part of the person's business who employs you or who you work with. Like, I do basically just about everything except for the actual coaching part with some, like, one of the clients who I work with. And the roles, I mean, you feel very like in tune with the person who you're working with, and you learn every single thing about their business, and they put a lot of trust in you to take on all of these tasks, to do a lot of the client communication, to really be that support system for that person. And it's a big, big, important job. All of the jobs you get maybe aren't going to be like that. Obviously, like, we all start somewhere. But again, 3 years in, 3 years? Yeah, 3 years in, that's a like big responsibility. And I take that on like head on. I feel confident in it. I feel comfortable with it. And it's been really, really incredible. But those opportunities, I feel like, just needed to be built up, and the experience needed to happen, and the confidence needed to happen to land some of these really big roles. But yeah, there's just so many things you can do with it. It's not just like, oh, you're a basic assistant to so-and-so. Like, no, you're a big part of this company, and you have a lot of responsibilities, and a lot of things are guided by you from the start. So
I love that you said you've never been called a virtual assistant, because I haven't either. No one's ever said like, hey, this is my virtual assistant, Tiana. She's going to take care of XYZ. It's always like, this is my assistant. This is my executive assistant. It's just never virtual assistant. But I feel like that is the difference. And like how you said, you take on such a big responsibility. That's just what's going to make you irreplaceable. Like when you go in, you're like, oh, I'm just the virtual assistant. Like they'll give me tasks. Most likely your career may not expand and grow as much or as fast as you want it unless you take that initiative. Like, oh, I'm the EA. Like I take on XYZ, like, or whatever your role is or whatever you're doing for that client. You can be their personal assistant even. But yeah, that's so funny. I've never been called virtual assistant either.
I think it has a lot to do with taking ownership of that role too. And just like, you own that role. You get to decide what it's going to look like, obviously, like with your client's guidance versus if you are, you come across someone who's looking for a virtual assistant and then you try to fill that role, like they're guiding where that role's going and like what you're going to do and not do. So if you own the role and you go into it, like acting that way, it can become so much more. And I think that's how like the term virtual assistant is so broad, because some people have certain ideas of it. And then other people, it's like, you're basically, like you're saying, running all the behind the scenes of the company. Since you started the program, like what was your initial goal for like financially to hit when you got started?
I think when I first started, I just was looking at it as more of a supplemental type of income. I wasn't really sure at the time, not gonna lie. But when I got further into it, I could really, really see the potential in myself, like building that confidence up to where I was working full time or part time at a medical office. So my goal then was, okay, I need to match this, like match it only to be able to leave. And that was my current goal then. And then that happened back when I did decide to take it full time in November 2021. So then like at that point, I'm like, okay, like, here we go. We're going to do some big things here after kind of hitting some of those milestones. Like I started setting just like smaller goals and moving forward, but it really has blown up since then because I have a lot more like opportunity and time to figure things out and to take on more clients. But now I make more than I was making when I was working full-time as an athletic trainer and full-time as a medical assistant. So when I first got my first job out of grad school, I, again, was working full-time. It was like 80 hours a week. I mean, it was miserable, awful. And my job there required me to have a master's degree. And I am making more than double of what that position was working from home for myself. I mean, there's just a lot of opportunities, and you find your worth when you start in a position like this, because I do work, some of my clients that I work for are through an agency who I've worked for since almost the beginning. And I just have a ton of respect for them. I really love them, and they've helped me out a lot over the past couple of years. But some of the clients that I have, they're just on me. So I decide kind of what I get paid for that. And you got to see your worth in yourself. Like, if I want to make this much money this month for all this work that I'm putting in, like, I'm going to put a good price tag on that because my time is incredibly valuable right now. It's always been pretty valuable, but especially so right now, just being a new mom of two, I really take that to heart. And every single minute that I'm working, like, I want to see a lot of return on that, because like, you gotta pay the bills. You gotta put money in the savings. You gotta do that to support your family. But the financial goals have just been way beyond my expectations, I think, from the beginning. And now that I can see what's possible and that I can just live it every single day is really, really incredible. Because a little bit more about my story without kind of going on a rant here. I, with my son who's 12 weeks old, he was diagnosed 20 weeks in utero with a heart condition, and I was taken over care by a children's hospital, and I literally, was there like 3 days a week, all day long. And at that time, if I wouldn't have had this opportunity to work from wherever I please and kind of have that flexibility. Like I would have for sure had to just like quit my job and go to the doctor, like quit my job to take care of like my family. And like knowing that I had that, I think it brings everything back to the beginning. Like when I knew that, okay, I think this is something that I need to do. I think it was all kind of for this moment in this time period of my life right now. And seeing that all come together and being able to pay hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills and be able to just like pay the bill when it comes. Like it, you can't put a price tag on that. It really is just a really great opportunity, I think. And it all started with just deciding that I was going to do something for myself 3 years ago. And here we are.
First, I want to say, like, I give it to you. You are brave. And, like, your mindset throughout this entire thing, like, I've watched your journey, like, from afar through social media. And, like, you just keep such a positive mindset. And with anything, especially, I feel like, struggles and things that deal with our kids, those can really hit us hard. And I'm sure it's probably hit you hard, but, like, you've chose that, like, to look at, like, the brighter side of things and the blessings that you have, and to say that like one decision you made, you know, what, 3 years ago, aligned, like just it set everything up for now. When we could look at that and you could be mad about your situation and just mad about everything, you know, that, you know, your son's going to have to go through or is going through. And I love that you took that in a positive, like, you know, this was a decision I made, and it makes me think of a quote. I cannot think of it for the life of me. Pregnancy brain is like full on right now, but it was talking about like the decision you make today, and you may know what I'm talking about, but a decision you make today determines your tomorrow, I think is how it goes. But that's with, I mean, anything. You could listen to this right now and be like, well, I don't really care. Like, you know, my husband pays the bills, or like, I'm happy with my career. But that's with anything. Like the snack you choose to eat today, that's going to determine your tomorrow. Like, do you take care of yourself, your health, and all of those things? Like, every decision you make today is determining your tomorrow. And I think that you really, really like put that out there when you said that, even if tomorrow is 3 years later, that's still what that quote means.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, it kind of goes along with anything that you just said. Like there is, and like along those same lines, there's never going to be like the most perfect, pristine time to start anything, whether it's something like this, whether it's like deciding that you're gonna like start a family, whether it's like starting a workout program. Like the timing is never gonna be like 100% like this is it right here.
Especially for kids, like there's no perfect time for anything. Family pictures,
no,
it's not happening. There's no perfect time.
Never. Yeah, no. And I feel like I kind of learned a lot of that, like through the past couple of years. We went through a lot of like infertility stuff for like 2 years, and like, this is the time, like this is when we want this to happen. This is the perfect time. And then he comes along and it's like, no, this is how it was supposed to be all along.
Yes.
And it's like that with your job too. I mean, like, didn't like what you were doing before, or maybe you don't like what you're doing right now, but I think it's kind of supposed to be like that. But you're supposed to learn from that, and you're supposed to do something about it and take action. Otherwise, nothing is ever going to change. Like, even if you're like feeling not confident, maybe about like your body, like as a mom, that doesn't really go away unless you really start doing something about it, whether it be more of a mindset thing, whether it be like a physical thing. And I think that really relates to anything. Like if you want to change something, you just got to do it. And you can't be afraid of, well, what if this happens? Well, what if this happens? Like anything can happen with anything. You could maybe sign up for this course and not be successful. You could maybe decide like this is the perfect time to have a family, and maybe it just like isn't happening for you, or any of the above. But you never know if you don't go for it and if you don't try. And I'm really glad that I definitely gave it a chance, because otherwise I'm like, I say it all the time too, like I said it to my doctors all through the past couple of months, I was like, what honestly, what I do if, what would I have done right now during all of this if I like had a regular job? And they're like, nobody could give me an answer.
You know, I think that it's just like living in fear, like the fear mindset that I'm even, don't even get me wrong, I do it as well, but I've been really trying to work at it. Like, okay, like instead of saying like, for example, let's just use a program. What if I invest in this program and I fail? Okay, well, what if you invest in the program and you succeed? Like, mm-hmm. we have to change those around, you know, like when we feel those doubts and we feel this, the fear, like just change that and give it like the opposite. What if you do this and you succeed? What if, you know, this happens? And we all get stuck in our head. I know I do, especially I feel like a lot of moms do, because like, you know, we just sit around worry about all of our kids and all the things that we need to do and get done and our health. And we want to live to, you know, watch our grandkids and all of the things like pass our minds, you know, all these crazy thoughts.
Yeah. Some things are about skill. Some things are about willingness, but a lot of it is about where your head's at and like how you feel about yourself. Cause if you're just like, eh, I think I'm going to do this. I don't really know if it's going to like work or whatever. Like, no, you got to
say you don't have time. You're not going to have time. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Last question for you. I know I've said like one last question, like 3 questions ago, probably. But what would you say to ladies who are on the fence about like investing in like our program or honestly in anything right now? What would you say to them?
If it's been on your mind and in your head, I think there's a reason for it. Like, especially if you're one of those people who's like watching some of us maybe on social media and thinking, oh, I kind of wish that I could do that, that I didn't have to like sit there and like not like my job or have trouble like paying the bills, like different things like that. Like if it's there, you gotta do something about it, because it's just not gonna go away and you're gonna keep thinking about it and thinking about it. So I think there's maybe probably a reason why you've been thinking about it and why you're on the fence, but like just being on the fence, like, isn't going to get you anywhere. Like you're not going forward. You're just like sitting here right in this middle ground. And that's just like, what's the point of that space? Like you're either just like not going to do anything, which that doesn't sound exciting, or you're going to go for it and you're going to do something and you're going to find that change and it's going to make an impact.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Call Us Mommy podcast. If you want to spend more time with us, make sure to hit follow. And if you like the episode, share with a friend and leave a review.